Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Satanic invocations had one final appearance at Tuesday's Kenai Peninsula Borough meeting. As the topics of invocations have been an ongoing debate for the borough, the assembly voted to have invocations be provided by volunteer chaplains or the assembly president. This policy is set to begin January 1st, 2023. Many individuals and groups have protested invocations in the past, and this time was not any different. In response to Iris Fontana, a member of the Satanic Temple, providing the last invocation of a year, a group of faithful Catholics were attempting to oppose the Satanic prayer at the meeting. According to an article from the Alaska Watchman, an organized group of Catholics met outside the borough assembly chambers while holding signage, praying the rosary, and other sacramentals to oppose the invocation. Prayer organizer Toby Burke claimed that calling out to Satan during a borough meeting should be publicly denounced. The satanic invocation, mockery of a devout Christian prayer of supplication and God himself, must not go unopposed, wrote Burke. However, as Fontana began to speak her invocation into the microphone, the room was quiet and allowed her to ask Satan to support everyone at this meeting one final time.
Let us stand firm against any and all arbitrary authority that threatens the personal sovereignty of one or all. That which will not bend must break, and that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared its demise. It is done. Hail Satan.
After her invocation, the meeting proceeded as usual. It was only towards the end, during public comments, that other individuals began to share their opinions on the invocation process. Brett Flesher, a Pastafarian of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, voiced his thoughts about the invocation process and felt it should be dropped from the original agenda.
The only proper way to get rid of the proselytizing and preaching that you so discourage is to just drop the invocation like every other municipality has in the United States.
To read more about the final invocation of the year, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. NOAA Fisheries releases their report on killer whale entanglements from 1991 through 2022. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries has released a new technical memo, Killer Whale Entanglements in Alaska Summary Report 1991 to 2022. The report provides comprehensive detail of 37 reported killer whale entanglement cases in Alaska over the past three decades. This technical memo has been in development since the spring of 2023, prior to reports of summer 2023 killer whale takes. According to NOAA, the entanglement of killer whales in fishing gear or marine debris is a serious animal welfare issue and conservation concern. It affects both the marine mammals and the Alaska fishing industry. Killer whales feed on the bait or the catch of fishers, which makes them more susceptible to entanglements. They can become entangled in fishing gear, marine debris, or other materials, which can lead to injury or death. Marine mammal entanglements are also detrimental to the fishers, who incur financial and material loss when their gear becomes lost or damaged by the interaction. 30 of the entanglements occurred in the Bering Sea, one in the Arctic, one in the Gulf of Alaska, and five in Southeast Alaska. They include trawl gear entanglements, longline entanglements, pot gear, and more. NOAA Fisheries conducts, authorizes, and oversees entanglement responses for all cetaceans in U.S. waters, including killer whales. Additional research could expand the understanding of killer whale behaviors and interactions with anthropogenic material.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.